Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Today in these readings, we have this dichotomy between the Pharisee and the tax collector. Two different people with very different characters. But there's something in each of these people that is also, that could also be us. The Pharisee, the tax collector. But what's the difference between the two? What's the difference between the two? Because that really is a determining factor. That's what helps us understand how we should be. We look at the Pharisee, and you look at his attitude. It's kind of an attitude there. He prays to himself. He doesn't pray to God. He prays to himself. But look at me. I'm a great person. I'm not like those lowly people over there, right? And the tax collector, you know, there's a different attitude. There's a humbleness to him. At the same time, knowing that we could be both, there's an interior disposition. Both are sinners. Both are sinners. But the attitude that they have for it. So the Pharisee kind of puffs himself up and says, look at me, I'm great, I'm awesome, and tries to build these things up to look at me, this is how good I am, promoting himself. Rather, the tax collector, he admits his fault. And you look at what he does there. He's admitting his fault to God. You imagine the courage and the faith he has to have in God to admit his faults. He has faith. That's what it comes down to. He has faith in God. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. He exposes himself. He makes himself vulnerable before God. He makes his heart vulnerable before God, and God doesn't crush him. Now, do we have faith in God? Are we trusting that in our faults that he's somehow not going to crush us? Whereas the Pharisee, what does he do? Self-promotion. I'm fine, right? I'm fine. Everything's wonderful. And then he's trying to put up everything, you know? Oh, never mind this sin. I don't want to look at this sin. And it's a showing that he doesn't trust in God. In the same way, in our own lives, we like to say, we're fine. I'm going to put up this front. Now, that doesn't mean we have to be weeping and crying all the time. That's not it. But before God, we can trust in him. And so now, because of this prayer, this tax collector says, he experiences the mercy of God. He experiences his love and his embrace. And so, similar to us, when we have that faith in God, to trust in him, to go to him in confession, because it is confession that we experience firsthand the mercy of God, where we hear the words of absolution, I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It is there that we reach true freedom in the heart, in our souls. When you think about it, when we trust in the love of God, think about mothers. When their child falls, I mean, what does a mother do? I mean, does a mother say, ah, you dummy, you don't need to do this, and you smack or something like that? Do you see a mother doing that when they fall and skin their knee? No. No mother does that. A mother picks them up, just runs to them, picks them up, holds them and embraces them and gives them the kisses and all that. All the more Jesus Christ, when we come to him, he wants to pick us up and embrace him and kiss him. Imagine how many kisses a mother gives after a little child gets a boo-boo. How many times a mother would kiss their child after they've fallen. How many more times do you think God would kiss us after we've fallen?